someone is super nervous on a date, that's immediately going to turn the other person off. The same is true in sales. Welcome to Data-Driven Selling by the Sales Insights Lab, the podcast that helps reps and business owners generate more meetings and close more sales at higher prices. Let's face it, if a prospect doesn't like you, they're pretty unlikely to buy. Now, that doesn't mean that they have to feel like you're their best friend and that you've known each other for 47 years, but it's really valuable to have a connection or to really build some rapport with a prospect in order to be able to kind of break through those initial barriers, that initial resistance to get them to open up. So I'm going to show you how to build rapport with anyone in sales. Check it out. Number one. Stop trying to mimic them. Now, this is the kind of old school sales advice that many of us have seen or read about from the old gurus, is that the way to build rapport with a prospect is simply to mimic them, to be like them. But the reality is that the way we build rapport is by showing comfort, right? People are naturally comfortable around other people who are also comfortable. So don't focus on trying to mimic them. If they cross their legs, you cross your legs. If they raise their right hand, you raise their right hand. If they scratch their face, you scratch their face. That's not the goal here. What we want to do is demonstrate comfort. So stop trying to mimic them. Number two, show that you're at ease. So this really builds off the last idea. Our goal here is not to feel like we have to become this person's best friend in order for them to buy. That's not true. What we just need to do is demonstrate that we're at ease. And so this is one of the biggest reasons why veteran salespeople can outperform new salespeople, is because new salespeople just tend to be really nervous. And when you're nervous, you're by definition not at ease. So show the prospect that you're at ease. If it means before you have a meeting, take a couple of deep breaths or take a minute to just relax and to feel confident and to kind of picture yourself at ease in that conversation, then do it. But you want to show that you're at ease. This again is a perfect equivalent to dating. If someone is super nervous on a date, that's immediately going to turn the other person off. The same is true in sales. The more you can show that you're at ease in the conversation and with the prospect, the better off you're going to be. Number three, take a leadership role. Now, leadership does not mean dominance, right? You don't have to dominate the person. In fact, you don't want to dominate the person. Sales is not a place to dominate because we're not getting points based on how dominant we are. What we're getting points for is how many sales we eventually close. But prospects and human beings like leadership, particularly in situations where they don't really know how to proceed. They're looking to you for leadership eventually and ultimately. So it's on us to take a leadership role, to lead the conversation. Don't put yourself in a position to follow the conversation, because that's going to ultimately do two things. One is it's going to make the prospect uncomfortable, and that's going to break rapport. And it's also going to feel like you don't know what you're talking about. Expertise allows you to demonstrate leadership. So think of yourself like a doctor. A doctor is going to lead a patient through a conversation or through a diagnosis. And so that's exactly what we want to do in the sales role too, by taking that leadership role. Number four, don't spend more than a minute or so on pleasantries. This is really important because the old school method to building rapport is to spend a lot of time on pleasantries. Now, I'm not saying that you should have zero pleasantries. So, you know, someone walks in and, you know, you ask where they're from and you happen to grow up in the same town that they know. That's fine to spend a minute or so talking about that. Or, you know, if they bring up the weather, you can continue. Or if they have in their office, they've got a Boston Red Sox poster or whatever it is, like that's okay to talk about for a minute, but we don't want it to go on for 5, 10, 15 minutes, because at a certain point, the prospect is going to start to feel uncomfortable, like it's wasting their time, but they also don't know how to extricate themselves from that. And it's also showing that you're not really valuing what's actually important, which is getting to the point. So if a prospect and you are going on for more than a minute around pleasantries, just simply say something like, you know, I really appreciate this conversation. Would it make sense to just dive right in? Right. They're going to appreciate that so much more than you just talking about the Red Sox or the Yankees for 20 minutes, because that's a real waste of time and people are busy. And particularly over venues like Zoom or the phone, they're just not going to want to talk to someone about these kind of low level, surface level pleasantries. Number five, focus on their issues. So there is nothing that makes a person feel more important and more special and relevant than when we're focused on them and their issues. So most salespeople are pitching their product, their company, themselves. And as a result, the prospect is feeling a lack of rapport and interest and connection to the conversation because they're being pitched and they're being told about something that they don't really care about. But what they do care about is themselves. And so the more you can focus the conversation on them, on their challenges, on their goals, on their objectives and their issues, the better off you're going to be. So really cater the entire conversation around them. That is going to naturally build a rapport with them that's going to be so much stronger than any connection around a sports team or your kids or some other pleasantry. Focus that sales conversation on them in order to build the ultimate level of rapport. So there is how to build rapport with anyone in sales. Thanks for listening. Want more tactical advice on selling? Register for our free video training on the 5-step formula to closing more deals without price pushback, think it overs, or ghosting. Simply visit closing.training to get instant access. That's closing.training to get instant access.